the Koreya Mechatech. So what I want to do, Koreya Mechatech really go together. You can't have one without the other in the sense that they impact on each other. So I'm actually intending to introduce both of them together and then talk about, next week, God willing, the differences between them, commonalities between them, and in terms of the materials that they apply to, and then deal with applications. But right now, let's start with Koreya. So where was Koreya found in the Mishkan? The Gemara asks this question. It doesn't ask it regarding Topher. It just assumes you know. But for Koreya, it asks the question in source Yud Beis, HaKoreya Manas Lit for Kriya B'Mishkan Mihava. Where was their Kriya in the Mishkan? Where were you? What were you tearing in the Mishkan? Rabba Rabbi Zera Damri Travayush Ken Yuriya Shnafa Badarna Korin Bava Topher Nosa. He says, Rabba and Rabbi Zera say, you had a curtain. A moth hit the curtain, gnawed away at it. You had to restitch it. First, you would tear it, and then you would do the stitching. You tear it maybe in order to get an even, well, not an even space, because that's a whole other mechadik discussion. You can't be tearing it in order to get an even space, but you need to be able to tear it first in order to be able to stitch it. I didn't actually look into the question of what type of tearing you would do in order to do this. But the definition of the malacha of Koreya is tearing in order to enable repairing. That's the idea here. The Av is tearing that enables repairing. And the reason why I say enables repairing is because later on we're going to distinguish between tearing that actually repairs in its own right. This is tearing that will let you repair later. So you have to ask a basic question. What constitutes repairing? There are two different ways you can look at this. Tosfos looks at it one way. Tosfos, as well as the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva are in Makos Gimel Amud Beis, but Tosfos is right here on our Gemara. Source Yud Gimel. He's actually not quite on our Gemara. On the issue of pruning, where the Mishnah says that if you prune and you need the wood, you're liable twice. So it says, Nira da filu l'Rabbi Yehuda de mechayiv malacha shenet tzricha l'gufa, but inan tzarech le'etzim, even though Rabbi Yehuda's position is that you're chayiv, even if you do malacha for a purpose that's not the original purpose, the Mishkan purpose of it, nonetheless, not when it comes to Zomer. When it comes to Zomer, you have to need the wood. When it comes to pruning, you have to need the wood. Why? Delo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. Because the definition of kotzer, which is the malacha you're doing, is you need what you are being kotzer. You need whatever it is that you are harvesting. Otherwise, it's not called kotzer. And he says, midi dehava a koreya amanas lit for. It's like tearing in order to be able to stitch. It's not called tearing unless it's for the sake of stitching. Umochek amanas lichtov, we're erasing in order to write. So the position of Tosfos, as well as the Ramban and the Divine Makos, is it's only called tearing if it's done in order to be able to stitch up the material. In which case, it will only apply to materials that are subject to stitching. Right? If I say, for example, that hard things are not subject to stitching, then tearing hard things is not the malacha of Koreya. The Rambam, on the other hand, says, tearing for any non-destructive purpose is Koreya. If you take a look at the Rambam in Yudalid, HaKoreya kedei litfor shtei tfiros, amanas litfor shtei tfiros, chayav. If you tear a shear of material such that you could stitch two stitches, and it's for the sake of stitching two stitches, you're chayav. That's one pull. Aval HaKoreya lahafsida, potter mipnei shu mekalkel, but if you tear in order to destroy something, you're potter. That's mekalkel. So he has given us the two opposite poles. Tearing for the sake of stitching, and tearing to destroy. And the Rambam is understood to mean that anything in the middle goes with tearing for the sake of stitching. And therefore, if I tear for some other purpose, such as the Rambam continues, a person who tears because he is angry, right? In a case like that, he is chayav. Even though it's not for the purpose of stitching, doesn't matter, it's a non-destructive purpose. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas, in Source Tezvav, supports the view of the Rambam because of that case of tearing when a person is in grief. The person who tears for someone who had passed away, Source Tezvav. Mevor de Svirale, meaning for Tosfos, as I added, Da'af hecha de'eno mekalkel, ditzarech le'ez adavar mikol makom potter. Tosfos says, even if it's not mekalkel, you need it for some purpose, just not stitching, you're still potter. The kasha lahavim is so you look, come on, kuvdalat amibes. He says, what do you do with kuvdalat? It isn't kuvdalat, it's actually kuvhei. But he's talking about the person who is angry or the person who is grieving. If you tell me that only tearing for stitching is the malacha, then I don't understand why he's chayiv if he tears because he's angry. Right? You follow?
Mm-hmm. If tearing. I understand the chamosek, but.
A person is really mad.
Be makalkel, then?
So it's not called makalkel.
Why not?
It's not called makalkel. It's metaking because now he feels better. He had a catharsis. Psychology is very important in halacha.
Instead of punching someone in the face, he ripped off the paper.
Okay.
This was Mitake. Now he feels better. Ahasuerus feels good. That's the idea. He has done his. He has released his rage, and now he feels better.
What is the Rambam deal with that? Saying that they came down from Shemayim together.
Well, the Rambam doesn't have to answer for the Menuchas Asher. The Menuchas Asher may be poetic, but what does the Menuchas Asher do with this Rambam? Okay. Would be the question. Is he paskening like Tosfos? That's an interesting question. But the Rambam's view is indeed, as long as it's for a constructive purpose, Rabbi Akiva Eger supports it, as does the Bir Halacha. Take a look at Source Tes Zion. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you separate paper that have been stuck together, or rose divukim, or hides that have been stuck together, and you don't only intend to damage things, Hareza told us Korea. So that's a tolda of tearing v'chayev, and you'd be liable for it. So the meaning, even though there's no, you're not doing this for the sake of stitching, right? Doesn't make a difference. It's just not destructive. So the Bir Halacha writes in Yud Zayin, Kol Zehu Lashon HaRambam. That's exactly what the Rambam was saying. Umash Rav Yerudaito, Da'ad Dabayin B'Gemar Korea Amanas Litfor, Mishum Di'ilav Hachi Havali Mekalkel. He says, when the Gemara says, tearing is only tearing if it's for the sake of stitching, that just means to the exclusion of destructive tearing. Avali Mechavim Litzara Chayzeh Devar Tikun, but if it's for the sake of fixing something, Afilu B'Mechavim Shalom then even if it isn't some other purpose, not stitching, you're still chayav. And he said, he goes on to discuss the Rambam using the case of Hasef Beis HaTzavar, the person who has the shirt that came back from the laundry, and he opens up the neck, right? So why is that okay? It's not for the sake of Amanas Litfor. I don't want to restitch the shirt. I want to wear the shirt. But it is mitaking. You're still fixing it. He says, I don't understand the Beis Yosef. Because if Yosef Karo says, indeed, that Posech Beis HaTzavar, the person who opens up the shirt, is chayav. So I don't understand. I'm sorry, he's not chayav. He says, lapel al Beis Yosef. He says, I'm shocked to the Beis Yosef. Shekasa b'simin shin yud zayin l'milsa de pshita. He took it as obvious in shin yud zayin de poseach Beis HaTzavar l'hachi lo havi b'chlal korea. The Rabbi Yosef Karo says that this opening up the shirt is not called korea. Mishum d'havi korea shalom anas litfor, because you're not intending to stitch. U'be'atzmo sasa b'simin shimim ki harambam v'chol korea manas atakin chayav. But when we got to Shin Mem, right, what we saw in Source Tes Zayin, he said as long as it's for a tikkun of some kind, you're chayav. He says, I don't understand. He supports the idea of Rabbi Akiva Eger, he supports the idea of the Rambam, that any constructive purpose to tearing makes you chayav. Tolda for it, separating glued papers. Right? Just like attaching glued papers is the av, is the tolda for tofer, so to here, separating glued papers is the tolda for this. What about derabanans? You want a derabanans, Jeffrey? I'll give you a derabanans. The tearing, first of all, tearing in order to remove a single stitch is a derabanan. Right? Two stitches is a delraisa for tofer. So two stitches is a deraisa for korea. Removing one stitch is a derabanan. It's in Source Yuches, the Mishnah and Kilayim, talking about joining together wool and linen. What constitutes joining them together for shatnez purposes? So atochet chifa achas ein achibur ve'ein b'mishum kilayim. If you put the needle through once, it's not considered to join the materials. There is no issue of shatnez. Vashom tava shabbos potter. And if you remove the needle that had only gone through once, you remove the thread that had only gone through once on shabbos potter. Potter means potter avalaser. It's asim midirabanan. But the bigger discussion about derabanans for korea is the question of mekalkel. Tearing that is mekalkel, that destroys is a derabanan. However, not all tearing that is mekalkel is a derabanan. That's the trick. Yeah.
In terms of other areas where it's destructive malacha, we don't talk about how much you end in, but how much space you need. Right? Like,
yeah.
Mochik, it's mochik.
Right, I assume that here also is the shear of shtey.
That's a question. There's one stitch, and you tore one stitch, or two stitches, or whatever.
Right. I mean, based on the Rambam above, he said space, right? We saw the Rambam say.
Kedei
litfor, yeah.
So going back to stitching somebody who needs a medical stitch.
Yeah.
So if you do one stitch, what, come back in half an hour? Like, does mine help there at all?
You did one stitch, you left, and then you came back and did the other one, I think chayav. In the same way we talk about kosif shteyosios, if you write two letters, right? If you write one letter, then you left, and you came back, you wrote a second letter, you're chayav now. Yeah. Okay. So tearing that is mekalkel. So we start with a key tosefta quoted in the Magen Avraham. I got lazy. I brought you the Magen Avraham, even though he tells you where to look for it. But tosefta parak tes and source yedes. Korea adam es haor me'al pichavish shal yayin v'shal murias u'bevay shal yiskabin lazos zinuk or zinuki, as it's written there. You're allowed to tear off the hide that covers a barrel of wine or fish gravy, fish sauce. As long as you're not going to make a channel, right, where you're fixing something, you're okay tearing the hide off of the barrel. That's the Tosefta's statement. But it's not just that it's potter, it's a derabanan of mekalkel or something. It's mutter. You're allowed to altogether. Why is this mutter? So there are two views. One view is that tearing is a derabanan. Tearing is a, even though it's mekalkel, it's a derabanan. And you're okay here because you want to get the wine. It's a tzorech. So then take a look at a Mishnah, which you're already familiar with from our Bona discussions in Source Chav. Shover adam es achavis lechol emena grogros. You're allowed to break a barrel in order to get the dried figs out. Uvashle iskaben lasas kli, as long as you're not going to create a kli. The Mishnah allows me to break the barrel in order to get the food. Why? So the Ran explains Rashi in Source Chafala. You've seen this before. Mishnah says, Shovarim is a chavetz lechem and a grogros. Perish Rashi zal de'ein b'mekalkel shum yisr Shabbos. Rashi says, because mekalkel is mutter. Says the Ran, I don't know what you're talking about. V'lo nehira, d'nehi d'chol mekalkel peturin isura mi'aika. He says, even if mekalkel knocks it down to a derabana, that doesn't mean mutter. Still asr. Ella hainu taima. Here's the reason why. Dekaven de ba'alma mekalkel patur aval asr mishum tzarech shabbos shoy lechatchila. Since normally mekalkel says patur, yeah, tzarech, you need it for Shabbos, therefore it's going to be okay. So the first view for why I'm allowed to tear the hide from the barrel is that mekalkel is in fact asr midirabanan. Destructive tearing is asr midirabanan, but for a tzorech it'll be okay. For more on Rashi's view, you can take a look at the Moshe in Igros Moshe Arachayim Aleph Kufchav Beis Anaf Gimel. Okay, that's one view. However, there's another view from the Bir Alacha quoting various Rishonim, and they say no, it's not a derabanan at all. The mekalkel is not a derabanan in our particular case. And we'll have to figure out what that means. What are the parameters? But take a look at the Bir Alacha, which I gave you in. Well, first of all, Chav Beis is Shulchan Aruch he's commenting on. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein binyan ustira bekelim. There's no issue of creating or destroying kelim. V'hani mili sheinu binyan mamash. Assuming you're not actually building something, kion chav is like you're making a barrel. I'm sorry, not making it. Kion chav is dat. Shenishbra v'dibek shvara bezefes. You have a barrel which broke, and you're going to now glue it together. Yachol is shovra likach masha b'socha. He says you're allowed to break this barrel which is made of glued together pieces. This is our mustiki discussion. You're allowed to break together to break the barrel that had been glued together in order to get its contents. As long as you don't try to make a nice spout, because that will be fixing something. But if it's a complete barrel, then you're not allowed to break it, even if you're not making a kli. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha writes, Chav Yimel, Vida, you gotta know, the after midas Rashi mashma de b'mekalkel hechi shu l'tzarach Shabbos mutter l'chadchila, granted that Rashi on the hide, on top of the barrel, seemed to say that it's tzarech, therefore I'm allowed to break things, I'm allowed to tear things, destruction in general is going to be okay. Tosfos v'rash v'ran pligi alei. He says, I have news for you. Look in the Magen Avraham, because he will tell you that Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ran disagree with Rashi. So, according to this view, Mekalkel is prohibited on Shabbos, even the Tzarchi Shabbos. So why is it okay to tear the hide? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a nice long ha'ara where he brings you five different reasons why it's okay. His first four reasons are das yachid views in different debates, and then he brings you his fifth, which seems to be the ikker point. His first four explanations are, first of all, we're going to see when we talk about materials, that the view of Shulchan Aruch Harav is that if you tear a single material, as opposed to separating joined materials, it's not called korea. And here you're talking a piece of hide, that's one material, that's one thing, and it's not called korea. That's the first explanation. Second explanation is, as we're going to see below, the Bir Halacha's position is that tearing which itself repairs is not called korea. This I had mentioned to Tommy before, that tearing which enables tearing which enables fixing is korea. Tearing which is fixing, like when I tear off the hide so I can get the material inside, that's not korea. At least the Shmir Shabbos Kelsa says Midyaraisa. Third, Da'az Yachid. There are Rishonim who say it's not Korea unless it's Almanaz Litpur for the sake of stitching. So this isn't for the sake of stitching. Fourth, Da'az Yachid. The Abnei Nezer says, and we'll have to come back to this, that you're only chayav if it's something, actually it's what we said above, you're only chayav if it's something that you normally would restitch, meaning the type of material that you would normally restitch. That's his position on Korea. So I don't normally restitch the hide on top of a barrel. So these are all four sort of lone views. But then he gives you his bottom line, which is the case of the hide is like a nut, where the shell of the nut is batel to the material inside that it protects. This is based on the Shulchan Aruch, and it's found in Rav Moshe. Take a look at source Chaf Dalet.
This is like killing the banana.
Exactly, killing the banana. Correct. Bedin chosalo shal grogos v'shal tamarim. Right? Our case of the baskets, right? The palm leaf baskets that are holding dried figs, that are holding dates. Shetanya Shabbos kuf mem vav. Shemati mafkiya v'choteich, where we say that you are allowed to undo them. Isa b'shulchan aruch, tam chadash, mitam shekol zehu kamo sheshover egozim oshkedim. The Shulchan Aruch has a brand new reason for why it is that you're allowed to open these leaves, because it's like breaking open a nut. Could they leave the Ocha Shabbat to get the food inside? That's why you're allowed to even cut the leaves itself themselves, according to the Shulchan Aruch. We view these leaves as batel to the fruit that they protect. Because via these leaves, the underripe dates will ripen, right? As the gas is caught inside the leaves. So it's not called a receptacle. El legomram, it's part of ripening them. Shiru yivin lechol, so that they can be eaten. The kach nechshavim kishomer lepri. They're considered to be just like the peel of the fruit. That's Rav Moshe's position. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes, as brought in the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Tes, Ha'ara Yud Aleph. And that's why I'm allowed to tear the hide off of the barrel. The hide is not a kli. The hide is simply protector for the wine that's inside. So I have two different explanations for this Tosafta. According to the first explanation, Mekalkel is Asur Midrabanan, and it's allowed Litzorech. According to the second explanation, Mekalkel is not a Dirabanan at all here, but specifically here, where it's just a wrapper, not a kli. That's the second approach. So the this is regarding tearing that, all of this is tearing that enables repair, right? Now I want to come back to that one point that I had stuck in. What about tearing that inherently repairs? So we already saw it, I referenced it in the Shemir Shabbos Kelchasa, but to see it inside. The Bir Halacha writes, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Chaf Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "In Shovrim Hacheres ve'in Korin Niyahaniyar Mevneshkim Metakein Kli." You're not allowed to break pottery, you're not allowed to tear paper, because that's like fixing a Kli. Azoishtein, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Clear? Okay? No tearing paper, that's like metakein. So the Bir Halacha writes on this that the Shulchan Aruch actually believes, I'm jumping to the part that's underlined there in the interest of time, he says, "D'chol davar shatikun minkar tekef be'ez hakriya gufa, lo shayach bazeh shein korea klal." He says, in the event that, in tearing it itself, you can already envision the repair is happening, that's not called Korea. That's not called, he says, that is not defined as Korea. That's a position of the Bir Halacha. Now, the Miluim on the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, take a look in Chav Zayin. The quote from the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa that he's commenting on says, Ayin Sham in the Bir Halacha, Bedas HaShulchan Aruch Tekrishi Atzmatikun Lo Chashiv Kriya, the Miluim had a very important word that I would have liked to have seen in the original. De'oraisa. It's not biblical tearing. You're still chayav midirabanan if you do it, but it's not a del raisa. So what we've said for Korea is that it starts out with repairing the holes in the curtains in the Beis Hamikdash. We have to tear it in order to stitch it up. The definition of the malach, curtains in the Mishkan, not the Beis Hamikdash. The definition of the malacha is tearing that enables repair. Machlokas we've shown in whether it means enables stitching or enables any sarech. Separating glue papers is the tolda. The rabbanon would be removing a single stitch, assuming it's not space adequate for two stitches. And mekalkel will be a derabbanan, but not necessarily all tearing that is mekalkel. One view is that, and this is the Ron explaining Rashi, that yeah, all mekalkel is a derabbanan, may be permitted with sarech. Whereas the view of the Bir Halacha and various Rishonim and brought in the Rishon Zaman and Shemir Shabbos Kelchasa is that Mekalkel is not a Derabanan, is not even a Derabanan if you're tearing a wrapper as opposed to destroying a Kli. Tearing a wrapper is entirely mutter. And then the last point, that tearing that enables repair is the del raisa. Tearing that inherently repairs is a derabanan. We didn't actually get into mechatech, but mechatech is going to be very different because mechatech will be cutting to a particular dimension or a particular plan. Not simply I tore something apart, but I actually sliced something, so to speak. I wanted to cut to a particular design or a particular dimension. We have to talk about the difference between design and dimension, and that'll be, God willing, this year next week, and we'll also then deal with a lot of applications of Korea and mechatech, and we will have to wrap that up next week, but... we'll figure out how. Thank you.
What does the Torah Shabbos mean?